Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ningninem Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. Center launches Namo Drone DD scheme to provide drones to women self-help groups. Governor Laganesan says every state in our diverse nation contributes unique piece to the mosaic of Indian culture. Lok Sabha MP S. Supongmarin Jamir emphasizes on important role of tribal hohos at grassroots service. Chief Electoral Officer of Nagaland Vyasan R. urges students to gain better understanding on parliamentary functions. Now the news in detail. Government has released the operational guidelines of Central Sector Scheme Namo Drone DD. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Ministry has approved the Central Sector Scheme for providing drones to the women self-help groups under Deen Dayal Antyodaya Yojana, National Rural Livelihoods Mission, with an outlay of 1,261 crore rupees. The scheme aims to provide drones to 14,500 selected women self-help groups during the period from 2024 to 2025 to 2026. Governor of Nagaland Laganesan today has said that every state in our diverse nation contributes a unique piece to the mosaic of Indian culture. He was speaking at the celebration of the State Foundation Day for Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Andhra Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chhattisgarh, Karnataka, Madhya Pradesh, Lakshadweep, Chandigarh, Delhi, Andaman and Nicobar, and Pondicherry in Raj Bhavan as part of the Ek Bharat, Shreshtha Bharat program. The governor expressed happiness that people from these states residing in Nagaland have come together to celebrate each other's culture, fostering unity in diversity. Lok Sabha MP from Nagaland S. Supongmarin Jamir today emphasized the important role of tribal hohos as vital authorities at grassroots service. He encouraged these organizations to enhance their connectivity with the community and to identify individuals in need of assistance. The MP was speaking at the launching program of community ambulances under the Members of Parliament Local Area Development Scheme at NEO Motors in Chumukedima district. The ambulances were allocated to various districts, including Kohima, Peck, Woka, Zuneboto, Seminyu and Peren. Mr. Jamir expressed his commitment to providing similar amenities to additional districts in the future, urging the hohos to utilize the ambulances effectively. The MP also called for unity among the community, highlighting that collaborative efforts can lead to effective solutions for local challenges. Home Commissioner and Chief Electoral Officer of Nagaland, Vyasan R. today urged students to explore parliamentary working procedure and gain better understanding on its functions. He added that it can help students develop their leadership skills and learn to respect others' views and understand the importance of following rules. Mr. Vyasan was addressing the participants of the state-level parliamentary quiz competition at ATI Imagine Hall in Kohima. He said, "Parliamentary quiz is important for students because it will provide an opportunity for students to be involved in school governance and decision-making." Mr. Vyasan urged the students to have self-confidence and to be hardworking on whatever work they do in order to strive in this competitive world where only the best will survive. The first place in the competition was backed by Peck District, while Peren and Dimapur districts shared the second place and Seminyu District won the fourth position. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Chief Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services Officer Kohima, Dr. Wopanthang Izung, today launched the 21st Livestock Census 2024 for Kohima District. The Livestock Census aims at enhancing livestock management in the state and the district in particular. The census, which is conducted every 5 years, collected vital data on various livestock involving trained supervisors and enumerators visiting every household in the district. The census process will continue over the next few months with community engagement. The program concluded with the distribution of census logistics to the census personnel. As part of the Vigilance Awareness Week, Akashwani Kohima held an interactive session on cyber hygiene and security at Akashwani office premises today. Joint Director of Nilit Kohima, Morimenba Amar, and Principal Forensic Analyst Nilit Kohima, Atoshe Lohe, were the resource persons. Joint Director Nilit Kohima, Morimenba Amar, emphasized on the need to be vigilant about how one uses the internet, especially given the vast amount of information available and the increasing cyber crimes. He said technology, which today everyone is dependent upon, should be mindful of what personal information is shared online.
Technology is so dependent. Education is you will be a jiggly bachakan notes handy internet to line notes can be bisharina DPS. Kikule handy that the tutors can be in the tuition be by as internet run. Kiki like so by as internet run. It in Shina, it's just that how you decide which one to choose. Technology jo chobo jasti ardeli to office te computer chalawo diya se ditona ardeli to chalawo le ole ase na hiki ule ole janis ta amen bi kinika chalawo lagi jo amen tik tak jani ho lagi we have to distinguish it properly which message to forward which message to retain it to ourselves.
Highlighting on the different types of modern cyber crimes, Principal Forensic Analyst Nilit Kohima Atoshe Lohe said, malware attacks, Ponzi scheme, digital arrests and sextortions are among the increasing cyber crimes reported in the state. To this, he said, it is the responsibility of all individuals to stay informed about different types of cyber crime and the tactics used by scammers. Mr. Lohe also urged the citizens to promptly report any suspicious activity or incidents to authorities to prevent further crimes. Adding, one can register their complaint by dialing 1930 or visit the National Cybercrime Reporting Portal.
Public aro army condition aro police condition collaborate kisha gile do. Tai khan auto network khan to bangai dibo paribo na le gilai dibo paribo. De kane the cyber criminals khan je mara bole kane do so man la DDS ami khan la DDS police khan la DDS public la DDS. Aje gale to report kuri bole ga to police station na jale bi website par bi report kuri dibo pare call the trainer report kuri dibo pare. Cybercrime.gov.in jaina tati bi case to register kuri dibo pare. No le bi 1930
Kohima District Administration, in collaboration with the District Hub for Empowerment of Women and Saki One Stop Center, Kohima, organized an awareness program on women-centric schemes under Mission Shakti at Kohima today. Gender Specialist District Hub for Empowerment of Women Kohima, Vike Dozo Sorhe, outlined the Sambal and Samarthya components under Mission Shakti, which deals with the empowerment of women. He also highlighted on the Pradhan Mantri Matru Vandana Yojana and how women can get access to the scheme. He further gave a brief overview of Women Helpline 181 and the assistance it gives to women. Counselor of One Stop Center Kohima, Medo Chunyo Chele, gave a presentation on Saki One Stop Center for providing various assistances to women like legal, medical and counseling. She also stated the different types of violence faced by women like sexual, physical, online, digital, harmful traditional and socio-economic violence. Mrs. Chele urged the women folk to come forward to seek help and not to be tied down by the social taboos. The new train ticket advance reservation booking rules have come into force from today. The railways has reduced the existing time limit for advance reservations in trains from 120 days to 60 days. However, all the bookings done up to 31st October this year will remain intact. According to the Railways Ministry, 60-day booking window will help in reducing the chances of ticket hoarding, ensuring more tickets for passengers. The ministry said it was observed that about 21% of reservations done for 61 to 120 day periods were getting cancelled. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Centre launches Namo Drone DD scheme to provide drones to women self-help groups. Governor La Ganesan says every state in our diverse nation contributes unique piece to the mosaic of Indian culture. Lok Sabha MPS Supong Marin Jamir emphasizes on important role of tribal cohorts at grassroots service. Chief Electoral Officer of Nagaland Vyasan R urges students to gain better understanding on parliamentary functions. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.